When she ran for governor in 2006, Palin received broad support from the state's fishing industry. She touted herself as a commercial fisherman, having worked at her family's SetNet site in Bristol Bay. But reaction from Alaska fishermen to her new role on the Republican ticket has been mixed. KMXT's Casey Kelly has more.
United Fishermen of Alaska Executive Director Mark Vinsel was in Palmer for the state fair when he heard the news about Palin becoming John McCain's running mate. Vinsel and the governor were scheduled to appear together at the unveiling of the new U.S. quarter featuring an Alaska design with a grizzly bear eating a salmon. Despite concerns about Palin's relative youth and inexperience, Vinsel says he thinks she can bring issues important to Alaska fishermen to the national spotlight. One area in particular that he says needs more attention is federal funding for research projects that support sustainable fisheries.
With the negative attention on earmarks, it's not all that well known, but a lot of the science, the federally funded science of NOAA's budget has often been done almost completely with earmarks because in general, Alaska's congressional delegation usually knew better than NOAA administrators in Washington as to what needed to be done up here to ensure the sustainability of our fisheries.
But not everyone in the fishing industry thinks that Palin is a good choice to be vice president. Kodiak City Councilman Terry Haynes is a fisherman and a member of the grassroots advocacy group Crewman's Association.
Governor Palin is needed here in Alaska. And I was very, very disappointed to hear that she's ready to leave all the jobs that she has going here to pursue a job I don't think she's really qualified for yet.
Haynes says Palin has been a strong advocate for working fishermen, but he's not convinced that she could help Alaska's fishing industry as vice president.
I think a strong, fresh candidate for representative in our Senate would do a better job at that. The vice president has a hard time advocating specific issues like that.
Many fishermen supported Palin's run for governor 2 years ago after growing disillusioned with the policies of former governors Frank Murkowski and Tony Knowles. However, Palin recently angered some in the industry when she came out against ballot measure 4, the so-called Clean Water Initiative, which was aimed at regulating the toxic discharge of large-scale mining operations like the proposed Pebble Mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay's sockeye salmon fishery. In Kodiak, I'm Casey Kelly.